to Tales of Water Trails, presented by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Our guests, Lynn and Bob Dybel, are experienced canoeists and kayakers who have paddled more than 2,400 miles of Minnesota water trails. They describe these routes for other travelers in their two books, Paddling Northern Minnesota and Paddling Southern Minnesota. For this series of programs, the Dybels are sharing their insights about Minnesota's water trails. Minnesota DNR manages over 4,000 miles of water trails for canoeing and kayaking, including the north shore of Lake Superior and dozens of rivers statewide. Here are Lynn and Bob Dybel to tell us about paddling on the Crow Wing River.
The Crow Wing offers a lovely mix of clean water, a sandy bottom, easy paddling, wooded banks, and nice campsites. It's a great canoe camping river for families or for beginning river paddlers. Our favorite stretch is about a 50-mile stretch between one of the little Crow Wing lakes and down to Knob Hill.
The river is not challenging as far as needing whitewater skills. There's some Class 1 rapids, a lot of rapid and riffly water that is a lot of fun to paddle. But because it is not extremely challenging, it's good for taking families and groups of scouts as campers.
The first stretch is from Crown Point Road to County Road 13, and that's actually, I'd call it, the prettiest stretch on the river. It's just about 4 miles long. Absolutely lovely little stretch of river. The next stretch from County Road 13 to Tree Farm Landing, that's about 14 miles, and that takes you through some of the Crow Wing Lakes. Now, the Crow Wing Lakes are pretty little lakes that are all strung together by the river, and they're all named by number. So you go through 4th Crow Wing Lake, 3rd Crow Wing Lake, 2nd, and 1st. From Tree Farm Landing to Anderson's Crossing, there is one little Class 1 rapids, and from Anderson's Crossing to Knob Hill, you'll meet a few more Class 1 rapids, but the river's shallow and the rapids are very light. It's really a pretty, pretty place. And there's a lot of state and county parkland that makes for a remote feeling experience.
One of the things that we tried to note as we went down the river and observe was the not only the number of campsites, but their condition and whether or not you could actually see them from the river. This river is used enough that the campsites are well developed and comfortable. There's a lot of them along the way, and there's a lot of signs that are quite visible that help you in locating them. So it's a great camping river.
One of the cool things about the Crow Wing is that it's fed by another river called the Shell. And when you paddle the Shell, the water's clear, and you can see the little shell fragments for which the river is named, the mussel shell fragments, lining up with the current. They form these beautiful patterns in the bottom of the river. And the same is true on the Crow Wing, but it's worth possibly starting on the Shell and paddling down there and then continuing your trip on the Crow Wing.
They used to take the mussel shells and make buttons out of them, and there was a button factory at a town that's no longer there, Shell City. There's some markers that show where the buildings used to be, so there's really not much to see in terms of any remnants of the city, but it's an interesting history to think about the entire factory that was erected there to take advantage of the mussel shells, and unfortunately did a lot of damage to the river in doing so.
There's a real nice campground right across the river from the old site of Shell City, and you're almost to the Crow Wing at that point.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite camping rivers, a very pleasant paddle, beautiful landscape, and we highly recommend it. Thank you for joining us and good paddling.
For more information on Minnesota's water trails, including free maps, river level reports, and trip planning resources, visit www.mndnr.gov/watertrails.